I want to talk about the soul fragment. So you mentioned that earlier that, yeah, a piece of a person's, you know, soul, or you want to call it the soul energy, breaks off. It gets, you know, stuck somewhere, whether it's in a past life, parallel life, or past in the womb or whatever. But it's not there anymore, and it needs to be resolved. So, okay, we understand that, and I think most people in our community understand that too. Now, in your work, you were talking to me about someone who had these unresolved migraines for like years, like 7 years. They could not get rid of migraine headaches. And I know that's, even on the webcast, a lot of people have sent questions regarding chronic headaches. Your client was able to resolve it in just one session. Talk to us about that, please. And how many soul pieces did she have that were, you know, fragmented? Is it typically just one, or can it be more than one?
So yeah, that is a beautiful question, Iram. I would say that each issue in your life you are aware of is a soul fragment stuck in time and space. It is a block. It is something which needs a closure, which needs to be resolved, and the energy from that past are still circulating, and that is what your body is feeling, causing that dis-ease in the body. And to explain that, I think that case you're talking about is the perfect example. So this young gentleman, around 23, 24 years old, he somehow, you know, searched for me, and he just found me, and he wrote to me, and he said, I have been having debilitating migraine headaches every day of my life. And the pain score, Iram, what he wrote was 8 to 9 out of 10 every day since 7 years.
Wow.
And I was like, my goodness, how are you living with that? And, you know, what all have you done so far? And he said, I have been from doctor to doctor. I have tried naturopathy. I have tried so many modalities. And doctors put me on medications. Medications were making it even worse. And I have just given up. And it's like a part of me is constantly hurting in this pain. And I just thought, and he seeked some advice, and he was guided to me. And it was so fascinating, Iram, when we entered his subconscious zone. I'm still, you know, I've done thousands of cases, but I'm still fascinated what all we find, the awareness, the lessons. My God, it's just fascinating. So for this man, when we entered into the subconscious zone, so as many of you know, and you know that, Iram, as well, that our subconscious knows what needs to be healed, you know, what is the way to go about, and it will just present that solution in front of you. So I asked him, so imagine you are in a beautiful room, and outside the door is the reason why you have these debilitating headaches. And I said, go to the door and tell me, what do you see? And he went outside and he said, I see myself age 7 as a child. And I was like, okay, what exactly do you see in this child? And then he was quiet for some time, and he said, the child is hitting me. And that was a first for me. I have never heard that in any session, Iram, that a part of you, an inner child, enters and the inner child starts hitting the adult. And I was like, what is he saying? And he said, he's saying, I have been calling out, trying to reach out to you for 7 years. 7 years, and you did not come to me. That was the pain. That was the migraine headache. That was the calling. That was the soul energy which was stuck in time and space, age 7. And then obviously my question was, what happened to you, age 7? And then he was quiet and slowly said, for almost one full year, I was physically and emotionally abused by my uncle. And I did not tell that to anyone. I just could not tell it to anyone. I felt no one will believe me. I was scared of him. I just kept it inside of me. And that was the part, you know, that was that emotion, that pain he was trying to suppress, thinking that it's forgotten. You know how many people say the past is behind us. I don't want to talk about it. But no, if it was not digested, then it will keep on haunting you till you go and face it. You have to face it, and you face it as the adult of now. So the child was empowered in the presence of the adult. The perpetrator was called. Whatever the child wanted to do at that time, what he could not do then, was done in that safe space of the subconscious. The energies were released, Iram. Mm-hmm. And when he opened his eyes, he was like, oh my God, my headaches. I don't have headaches. It was like, you know, I can't explain. I mean, again, as a doctor, I was like, bloody hell, I could have never, ever been able to do that. This is magic. This is magic.
Yeah.
And it is true. All of us, whatever issues we are going through, a part of us is trying to reach out, get the closure. Get the closure, and then and only then you can be in the present.
Wow. What an amazing and powerful story. Ah, amazing. And so, yeah, people that wrote in about headaches, that is a piece of the energy of your soul that is trying to get your attention. So the pain level is there, and it might even be turned up a few notches to get your attention. What an amazing story.